KVGC News Time is 8 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the third day of August for 2018. Once again, we're going to start the news off. The Amador and Calaveras County Health Departments have asked us to again advise community members about the air quality due to the fires burning to the north and south of us. Remember, if you have a chronic health condition, if you have young children, if you're a pregnant woman, if you're elderly, if you have family or friends that are elderly, please be aware and take protective measures. Remember, the best rule of thumb, according to Dr. Kerr, is if you smell or see smoke, take steps to protect your health. And again, if you have a chronic health condition, monitor your health closely. If your symptoms worsen, like repeated coughing and wheezing, please contact your health provider or call 911 immediately.
And Isaiah Fowler will remain behind bars. The Valley Springs teen convicted of stabbing his younger sister to death in a June 2018 retrial was sentenced to a juvenile detention facility till at least the age of 23, but a change in California law could keep him there till 25. Now, Fowler, 17 now, was sentenced to serve 16 years to life by visiting Calaveras County Judge Susan C. Harlan for the second-degree murder of his younger sister, Layla Fowler, who was 8 years old when she was stabbed 22 times on April 27th of 2013. Now, Fowler received the same 16 years to life sentence following an October 2015 conviction by Judge Thomas Smith in his first trial, but an amendment to California Welfare and Institution Code, which went into effect on July 1st and increased the age juvenile offenders can be held from 23 to 25, has given the California Department of Juvenile Justice the responsibility of deciding Fowler's total prison sentence. It'll be their determination as to when he's released, said Judge Harlan of the Juvenile Justice Department. Fowler's defense team say they plan to appeal the retrial ruling to the state's appeals court on the grounds of insufficient evidence being presented.
Home sales across the region have hit a summer slump as potential buyers back away from escalating prices and rising mortgage interest rates. New data shows that 4,300 homes sold in the region in June, nearly 5% fewer than the number of sales in June of last year. That according to CoreLogic, which is a California real estate data firm. The number of homes on the market remained low but steady, suggesting that across the Sacramento region and California as a whole, we're seeing buyer fatigue after 6 years of nonstop price increases. Now, in Amador County, which is part of the Sacramento region, three new home sales were recorded in June with a median price of $430,000. However, as a whole, 86 total home sales were recorded for Amador County in June, which represents a 14% increase over the last year. The median price of a home in Amador County is $320,000. Statewide, that median price of a home is $603,000. That's nearly $50,000 more than last year. According to data from the California Association of Realtors, fixed-rate 30-year mortgage rates are also on the rise, which could also play a factor in the statewide housing slowdown.
And the Volcano Theater Company and St. George Hotel, proud to present Alice in Wonderland. The family-friendly show runs tonight and every Friday and Saturday through August 18th. Now, doors to the amphitheater open at 6:30 for picnics and a good time with friends and family prior to the performance at 8 p.m. Bring the entire family, your picnic goodies, favorite beverage, folding chairs, and a jacket or blanket, as even the hottest summer evenings can get cool down in Volcano. Now, don't forget your mosquito repellent as well. Tickets are only $18 for general, $16 for seniors, $14 for students, and may be purchased at volcanotheater.net or by calling 419-0477.
And the Amador County Friends of the Library will hold their annual book drive. Now, this is a semi-annual book drive. This will take place tomorrow from 10 to 2 at the storage facility behind the old courthouse. This is in preparation for the semi-annual book sale on the weekend of October 19th and 21st. Friends of the Library accepting donations of gently read books and audiovisual materials in saleable condition. Please no magazines, VHS, or cassette tapes. It's all sponsored by the Friends of the Library, which, by the way, is a 501c3, so all donations are tax-deductible.
And the second annual Calaveras Wine, Cheese, and Olive Fest will be held Saturday at La Quintana Golf Club in Valley Springs. The Rotary Club of San Andreas produces the festival and event proceeds will benefit Meals on Wheels of Common Ground Senior Services, as well as other Rotary projects. The event open to adults 21 and older. Tickets are $25 in advance, $35 at the door, or online at sanandreasrotary.com.
And Friday evening means a little salsa music. That's right. Tonight, TGIF, the concert featuring Orquesta Taino, and they'll be performing at the Kennedy Mine. Music starts at 6, doors open early. Set up your picnic, chat with your family and friends. For more details, visit amadorarts.org, and don't forget to listen to Arts Around Amador every Saturday and Sunday on KVGC at 9 o'clock for more information on the TGIF concert series. Again, tonight at the Kennedy Mine, the salsa sounds of Orquesta Taino. And again, I believe they will be doing some salsa dance lessons prior to the show tonight. I think Megan will tell us. Megan should be in here in just about a half hour with some more information on that for us. And that wraps up a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.